نوروز سبيشال. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. This is the sixth episode of the special series on the occasion of Nowruz, marking the start of the new Iranian year. Nowruz has a rich culture. Family bonds and respect of the elderly enjoy a very high status among Iranians. They are observed among Iranian families in every ceremony. Nowruz is no exception in this regard. The moment of the turn of the year is a very memorable moment, and everyone likes to be with their dear and near ones at this moment. In view of this, the people of Iran and those belonging to the Iranian culture try to visit grandparents and parents before the turn of the year so that they can enjoy this happy moment with them. It is customary that the younger ones pay a visit to the older ones first, and then the elderly pay back the visit provided that they are in good health. Keeping relationship with the kin and kith has been highly emphasized in Islam. Of course, Nowruz may not be happy for those who have lost their dear ones. As an old tradition, most Iranians first visit the bereaved families to sympathize with them. During these visits, they usually pray for the spirit of the dead one and recite Fatiha, that is chapter Hamd of the Noble Quran, and salutation of the Prophet and his progeny. There are several customs among Iranians during Nowruz. One of them is giving Eidi to the younger ones by the elderly. Eidi is usually some new notes which are given by a grandfather or grandmother to their children and grandchildren. It is a very nice moment to get Eidi, especially for the younger ones. However, some people give Eidi to their mothers and fathers. Yet, this AD is usually a gift such as a book, clothes, and so on. Some people also give AD to their friends. This nice custom dates back to hundreds of years ago. The globally renowned Iranian scientist Abu Rayhan Biruni, who lived in 973 to 1048 AD, narrating a Zoroastrian from Baghdad, writes, "Sugar cane was found in Iran on Nowruz as no one knew it before. Jamshid, then ruler, once saw that something had oozed out of the cane. He tasted it and found it sweet, so he ordered to take it out and make sugar from it. Then people would congratulate each other with giving sugar as present. Thus, it became a custom." Researchers maintain that giving and taking of AD has its roots in ancient Iran. Ancient Iranians used to sprinkle water on Nowruz as a sign of brightness and would give gifts to each other to keep peace and friendship. As we said, giving AD is customary during Nowruz, but this beautiful custom is not limited to giving it to the younger ones by the elderly. It is quite common among Iranian families to give new brides and grooms in the first year of their marriage. This helps bolster their family bonds more than ever. For instance, among the people of Lorestan in Fars province, new dress, chador, shoes, jewelry, and a piece of home appliance or kitchen utensil are given to the new bride. Moreover, a beautifully adorned half-seen tablecloth is also brought to the bride's house. This is completed with giving the bride local pastries, stuffed chicken, and local kebab. Interestingly, most of these items are green as a sign of friendship with nature and hoping freshness for the young couple.